Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Pretty soon it'll be flu season, right in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic. Well, Governor Cuomo's taking steps now to make sure counties around the state can handle both. He's providing $30 million in funding to ensure contact tracing can continue and tests for both diseases can be done in a reasonable amount of time.
Flu tests will need to be done at basically the same labs that now do the COVID tests. We're seeing an increasing in the length of time on the national labs that hasn't affected New York dramatically because we're using so many smaller in-state private labs. But if they now have to do flu tests and COVID tests, that could affect the turnaround time on the COVID tests.
Well, New York reported 777 new positive coronavirus cases in the past day and sadly another 13 deaths. The governor also weighed in on the situation in New Jersey, where numbers have been creeping up. He says the Garden State won't be added to New York's quarantine list, but he's working with officials in Trenton to help get those numbers back down. Speaking of those numbers, Governor Murphy reported 261 new positive cases today and 16 confirmed deaths. In what may be the first case in this country, a family dog has died 2 months after contracting the coronavirus. This was on Staten Island.
It was back in April that 46-year-old Robert Mahoney contracted COVID-19 and was pretty sick with pneumonia. And not long after, their family dog, 7-year-old German Shepherd named Buddy, who Mahoney insists was completely healthy, was suddenly sick. Mahoney family trying to get Buddy to see a vet was tough during the pandemic, but finally, a month later, Buddy tested positive for coronavirus.
I had it, and I did not bring him to parks. I did not bring him out. The only interaction the dog had was with me, my wife, and my daughter. That's it. Nobody else during this pandemic.
Mahoney says he's frustrated that the city health department nor the CDC wanted to take Buddy's remains after he passed away July 11th and do testing.
I said to CDC, whatever I can do to help other pet owners so that they wouldn't have problems, I would gladly, you know, let you do whatever test you need to do. They never did anything.
And the CDC website says it is possible that COVID-19 can spread from people to animals. Mahoney's convinced that's what happened here. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds on Staten Island.
Yes, it is known that people can give pets the virus. So if you're sick, you need to quarantine away from your pet just like you would from people. The waters off of Long Beach now fully open to swimmers, but the ocean at Nickerson Beach is closed and access is limited at Lido and Point Lookout.
In case you thought all this talk of bull sharks in the water was, you know, bull, listen to this. TJ Minutillo of Manhasset caught a bull shark on Saturday right off Nickerson Beach in Nassau County. He was standing in waist-high water and cast his line using sea robin as bait. That was at 7:15 p.m. He hooked the shark by 7:45, and for the next 2 hours or so, he fought with the shark. The shark, of course, trying to get away. But TJ, with the help from his friends, pulled the shark out of the water and onto the sand. And guess what? He pulled the hook out and threw it back.
Could have killed it if I wanted to, but I wouldn't have done that. It wouldn't have been worth it to me. Just threw it back, because most of the shark fishing we do anyway is just catch and release, sport fishing.
He figures it was 350 to 400 pounds. He threw it back, but he did take lots of pictures. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds on Long Island.
Lawmakers in New Jersey appear close to supporting legislation that could free more than 3,000 prisoners, or about 20% of the state's prison population, months before their release dates. This would be due to the threat of the virus. Inmates who are within a year of completing sentences would be eligible to be released up to 8 months early. That's based on credits awarded for a time served during the pandemic. The bill would not permit the release of most sex offenders. New Jersey has already released 338 at-risk inmates under an April executive order and freed nearly 700 people from its county jails following a legal challenge. Con Ed has reduced power in parts of western Brooklyn while crews repair some equipment there. Mayor de Blasio asking folks who live in the area to do your part for the time being.
Avoid using major appliances. Avoid washers, dryers, microwaves. Limit air conditioning use as much as possible. Hopefully this is something that gets resolved in the course of the day. But everyday people can make an impact here, and we really want to make sure you do not have your electricity disrupted. So everyone, please take this warning seriously. Please act on it.
The affected area includes Carroll Gardens, Park Slope, Sunset Park, Bay Ridge, Diker Heights, and Borough Park.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.